Hi, and welcome to Be Still and Know with me, Dr. Micah Jazz. The success of the HBO series Game of Thrones, based on R.R. Martin's multi-volume saga, A Song of Ice and Fire, has ensured that fantasy fiction is today mainstream. Many of its contemporary characters are morally ambivalent. The innocent suffer and life is precarious. Perhaps the fantasy genre best depicts the reality of living life in today's world. It's less about escape, the mere observation of the terrors that stalk us all. So perhaps the Bible's acknowledgement that life can never be a matter of plain sailing, but is in fact uncertain and subject to forces that lie beyond human understanding and control, is once more fashionable and contemporary. I truly hope so, for to be blindsided to the reality of evil and the truth that how we live, both personally and corporately, has physical consequences, is to adopt an ostrich mentality, i.e., head buried deep in the ground and consciousness numbed to the realities of life. I've discovered that the Christian life is not a matter of moral correctness or living according to a set of prescribed rules. I've heard Christianity reduced and presented all too often in this oversimplified way. Yet it's not that my actions are contrary to either the Ten Commandments or the Sermon on the Mount. For me, the battle is far more challenging within the echo chamber of my own mind. It is here that the principalities and powers named by St. Paul launch their fiercest assaults. As St. James noted, sin is always first conceived in the mind. It then, if given breathing space, grows in size and strength before, if consistently entertained, being birthed in the world as an actual wrong. My recent experience has been that the battle for my mind is intense. It continues both when I'm awake and asleep. I am not one who is given to dreaming at night, but recent months, my sleep has been filled with the most disturbing and often terrifying dreams. Most of these I don't remember, but awake with a sense of foreboding. I feel real fear, and my outlook on waiting is pessimistic. I struggle to take control of the shadow cast by such dreams. I need to take my thoughts in hand and wage the warfare I need so that I recover a sound and strong mind with which to enter my day. This is now perhaps the most essential part of my Christian walk, as daily I engage in real hand-to-hand combat with the thoughts that invade my consciousness uninvited and seek to exercise mastery over my perception of myself, my world, and my God. Like James, I recognize that to entertain any such thought is to provide it with life-giving oxygen and enable it to grow in intensity and influence. As we enter into the God space today, so much of perception is birthed in the mind. Here the enemy is active and seeks to undermine our confidence. Beware of the wearing effect of such mental assault and put on the helmet of salvation, which is God's provision for a sound mind. Amen. I've recognized that spiritual warfare is at present directed at my mind, and it is a challenge to push back and wage the war myself to maintain my optimism in God and God's provision. If you've any insights, comments, or questions, then please do write to me, micah.jazz@premier.org.uk, and I'll write back personally and in confidence as soon as I can. And why not visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope? Join our growing Voice of Hope family and follow along with these daily meditations at home. Also join me this Sunday for Premier Life, and also for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.